So Andrew Swanson, Cook Aquaculture, is going to give us an update on where it's all at. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, so I guess it would be remiss for me not to state that when one travels several hours to the south, they would expect a small increment in gain in BTUs in the atmosphere, but did not get that. That was a shocker this morning. However, nonetheless, Cook updates. So I was told to keep this short and sweet. I do have a session this afternoon if you want to expand on your understanding of our needs. I run the R&D, so I'm happy to speak to any one of you afterwards or during the sessions. I'm very excited about what an amazing, huge crowd this is. This is great to see. So we are working toward, on the very early stages of regional investment that will influence this region of Maine. $500 million, which is like $1.55 American, something like that. So it's not great. But anyhow, it's a lot of development in new farms, expanded feed production, so support that. And we have post-smolt facilities, which I'll expand on a little bit more later on this afternoon, too. Our cleaner fish program, we had a pilot running in Newfoundland. And I think it's a scientific term, but the guys up there are stoked about how well things are going. This is a positive. On top of our thermal lyser technology for removing lice, which is also just warm water. So we're quite happy with the way the trajectory is going. Some of you may be aware of the Penobscot River restoration project we're involved in, taking Cook technologies to grow at sea in sea pens, the Penobscot East Branch strain. Genetic diversity there, so and raising that up and basically stocking the rivers for a quicker restoration program. This would be a 2.0. We have the Fundy Bay program that is also 1.0 version, so this program stands on the shoulders of that learning as well. So very excited about that. And another thing I'm quite excited about too, a lot of my background is a sustainability expert and publishing in this field, so Cook is starting to generate the early moments of an ESG reporting, or AKA the sustainability report. So this will be our first, and a lot of transparency and clarity on what we do. So I'll keep that short and sweet. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you.